Yeah, just very quickly, just kind of a recap on the session. You know, a different session for us because our numbers were so close in the House with 33 members from our side of the aisle. As a result, you know, we had 12 new freshmen and the new executive on the fourth floor. As a result, you know, we probably struggled early on with some of the communications issues, but I think we worked through those. We've got some very positive legislation that's moved upstairs for the governor's consideration. Primary thing is we got a budget out. You know, we had three legs of that stool. We had the budget. We had an issue to address film subsidies, and we had an issue to address the retiree employer swap. And those were components that were required to get a fix to the budget, and we hope that the governor will give it due consideration and take appropriate action as she sees fit.
You know, on the budget, it was all the components of the budget were fairly close to the framework, to the budget that the governor laid out, but it wasn't exactly the same, wasn't exactly what she asked for. Well, were you guys pleased with the compromise on the House side?
Well, I think it's something that the governor can work with, and, you know, it's always a compromise, you know, and we all know that, particularly as members of the minority party. We have to work with the Democrats because they control the legislature from the standpoint of the number of votes in the House and the Senate. So we have to come up with something in a way of compromise, and we try to reach a compromise that we think might be acceptable to the executive on the fourth floor, because ultimately the governor has to sign it if it's going to be law. And so it's effective communications that brings that about, and we hope that we've improved our communications as the session has progressed with the new administration that's starting to try to move our state in a different direction.
If you had another week, what would happen? What would you want to be pushing to still get up to the fourth floor?
Well, I think the governor was very clear that one of the focuses for New Mexico is to change education in New Mexico, and with regard to how we address that 40% of the students that drop out, and how we do a better job in making our youth, who's the future of New Mexico, better prepared to enter the workforce in New Mexico. So I think education, we would sure like to have spent more time addressing, you know, job creation in New Mexico with regard to regulatory reform and some of the things that are necessary to make New Mexico an attractive place to do business. Because if we don't create jobs, even if we educate our youth and make them a viable workforce, if we don't have the jobs, they leave our state.
Can you give us some sort of a comment reaction as far as the conference committee that was scheduled today for House Bill 78 not being able to come to a compromise?
Well, I wasn't a part of that because I was on the floor. You may have a better assessment having witnessed some of that. You know, I think clearly some conferences work better than others. You have to be in a position where there can be compromises. I think clearly on that particular issue, the lines were maybe drawn in the sand such that it was difficult to reach compromise. Hopefully that's something that we can continue to work on as we move forward.
Can I address that question as well?
Sure.
I think one of the things that is interesting about the legislature is you compromise where you can, but you don't compromise on principle. And I think what we saw happen in the debate on House Bill 78, not just on the floor, but as it went to the Senate as well, was that one of the major principles underpinning that that legislation, which was that driver's licenses should only be issued to those folks who are in New Mexico and in the country legally, citizens and those who are here on a visa, legally authorized to be here. And when that principle went away, then that wasn't something that was that we were willing to compromise on. And as a result, that's why we didn't reach an agreement.
Does New Mexico need to become a referendum friendly state like California?
Well, I think always you want to err on the side of the people. And this is an issue. That particular item was an issue that is very important to the people of New Mexico. I think there are certain things that, you know, if we had a referendum option in the state of New Mexico, that the people would probably address.
So, you know, as far as some of your newer members go this year, you feel like maybe they're a little bit spoiled? How different was it operating in committees, especially and on the floor with 33 members in the House this year?
Well, I've been here, this is my 11th year, and when I came in, we were outnumbered almost 2-1. And when you have a vote margin of two votes between the majority party and the minority party, it makes a huge difference. The dialogue that took place was different than I've seen in the past 10 years. As a result, there's opportunity for more compromise. I think what we saw, though, because of the change in the fourth floor and the fact that you don't have close numbers in the Senate probably became more partisan as a result.
It was Sonny Dye at noon, but you'll be back this fall for redistricting. Can you give us a preview?
Well, I think obviously we've had significant growth in Bernalillo, Sandoval County, Doña County. There's going to be seats picked up in those areas. The rural areas continue to struggle with regard to growth, and as a result, you're going to see district lines that change. We'll all put our hats on and try to get together and figure out how we can reach compromise again to draw district boundaries that take into consideration the rights of the voters and protecting their rights when it comes to electing a representation in the House and the Senate.
And the census just came out that outlined some of the details for New Mexico, 43% Hispanic. What factor will that play in the redistricting?
Well, I think we always look at making sure that, you know, we represent all the people of New Mexico, and New Mexico is a minority-majority state, and as a result, we're going to try to do our best to make sure that Native Americans, Hispanics, and all other minorities are properly represented as we draw district boundaries.
And you've talked a little bit about the budget and you know, being glad that you got to be able to get that done. A few other things about some things you like, but could you, I guess, talk a little bit more about some of the things that the House did correctly this year that you're proud of?
Well, I think, you know, we did send some things to the governors for consideration with regard to, you know, grading our schools, education reform measures. You know, there's a myriad of things in the way of cleanup with regard to trying to address some of the regulatory reform that's necessary in New Mexico to make us a more business-friendly state. Those are issues that are always of importance to the minority party because we tend to be more representative of the business community, I think, sometimes than the majority party is.
I would also add to that that we were able to strike a pretty reasonable balance between a continued investment in the film industry in New Mexico to make sure that we continue to incentivize that business to come here and hire New Mexico workers and showcase the beauty and diversity of our state, but at the same time making sure that we don't break the bank doing that and have the funds to pay for essential services that serve all of our citizens.
You know, also going into this session, there's continuing from the 2010 campaign, there was a lot of talk about corruption, a lot of talk about cleaning up New Mexico, ethics bills, that sort of thing. Are you guys satisfied with the amount of corruption, anti-corruption legislation that came out of the legislature this year?
I think we let Representative Gentry, he carried an important piece of that puzzle in the legislative process.
Yeah, very disappointed. You know, we had a great bill dealing with corruption, and it died on the vine in the Senate. So, you know, we're trying to get that through and, you know, try again next session. So.
And what about the fact that no ethics commission was set up?
Well, not only no ethics commission, but, you know, I had some other transparency ethics bills that, you know, also died on the vine. So, yeah, we need to you know, get those heard and hopefully get them enacted next session.
Take us into the back room. Why did they die?
Well, you know, I don't know. We had, you know, particularly the corruption bill, it took, you know, we had to move heaven and earth to get it to the Senate. It got initially three referrals in the House, got it out of the House, got three referrals in the Senate, you know, maneuvered through those committees and got to the floor, and, you know, it died in the past 2 days, so. Disappointing.
There's one anti-corruption bill that did go through, and that was expanding the Governmental Conduct Act to all government agencies instead of just state employees. Is that a positive step forward? Is that going to help?
I think so. And you know, Senator Eichenberg is actually my senator, and you know, I think that's a very important piece. It's been carried in the past, and you know, he was finally successful in getting it through. So I applaud him for that.
Is there any other bills or anything you guys still want to talk about?
Anybody in the caucus have an issue they want to bring forward?
Was social promotion brought up?
Well,
yeah. Okay.
Voter ID. Which is probably Representative Brown.
Yep. Yeah.
I brought a bill. I'm Catherine Brown from District 55, and I carried a bill for photo identification at the polls. And must say, I'm just beginning to fight on that one. Now that I see what the process is, I believe we'll come back much stronger on that issue. But the disappointment is that the will of the voters was thwarted, and they want to have confidence in our electoral system. And we, because of politics got in the way here, and we need to get people to know that they need to put the pressure on their elected officials. This is important for New Mexico. And again, we have just begun to fight. At least I have. I know people have tried to get this passed in recent years, and I dedicate myself to doubling my effort to make that happen.